How about a feisty fantasia of a play that's filled with fierce fun, moving rapidly as it offers ideas that would be shocking by some and right on by others? Take it from a 19th century work that coined the term masochism, Venus in Fur begins reasonably. A theater director is exhausted after a day in which he has auditioned many an actress for his new play. He found none and is angry. Why can't these women act, is his position. In scampers one last hopeful. She's late, seemingly goofy, but fully able to demand a look by the director. He hates the idea, but gives in. It's not long before she's down to her, shall we say, a costume consisting of a tiny black top followed with a really tiny bottom and, of course, black stockings and high heels. I'm the girl you want, it all declaims. He's still not sure, but the more she goes on developing the lines of the play, the lines of her abilities, the more he falls in. He begins to tell his own tale, an aunt who whipped him and made him hope for more. Whether that's in the play's script or not isn't quite clear. But the range, the threat, the needs of these two is increasingly sure. Venus in Fur shows us the drive of many a woman representing others to overcome the dominance of males. Slowly, erratically, but clearly she's winning and he's kneeling. All of this is given a quicksilver drive under direction by Kate Kataja. Playwright David Ives seems to have been ahead of the times when he wrote Venus in Fur back in the 2000s. The play is saying that women were, make that R, moving upward, not willing to follow the old paths. And both performers do yeoman and yo-woman work. Burbage's artistic director, Jeff Church, moves on stage and is clearly aware of the wear and tear on a theatrical director. Oh, my Lord, he puts out, will no one help me do this masterpiece so I can show my powers? He's adept at making the idea of a male being no more powerful and insightful than a woman in a carefully put together performance. As the woman, Valerie Westgate, is nothing less than a whirlwind. At one moment, she's a hopeful actor. Oh, heavens, give me a job, a part, please, she begs. Then she shifts into a male-defeating woman, sure and driven. Whether she's wearing a lovely gown or that provocative, male-evocative black getup, Westgate is both a woman of the past and the future. One more thing. If you've not been to the Burbage, know that the entry to the theater is around back of a large and at night closed building. Drive around back and you will find the theater and see a play that's vibrant and strong. And right on for our times, too.